Now, the other paper we published was not dividing the patients into groups, but to show the individual MPI values, survival according to the individual MPI values. And for that, we divided into 10 groups, and then Graham Ball, our bioanalyst that we work with, did a curve fit, and here is the polynomial curve, second-order polynomial curve, that you can see there. And I suggest that you all immediately commit that to memory, because you can calculate the 10-year survival for any patient once you know their individual MPI value. And those of you who are really clever will put that into your computers.